like show business.
I'm John DeSanto.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time. Well, we've got two.
Wrath of Man and also Nobody. Two movies of very different in some ways. Both revenge films.
The bigger umbrella is thriller. We have two accomplished actors playing kick butt.
But in kind of different ways. And I think the one thing that Nobody had made it better for me than Wrath of Man was a delicious sense of humor.
Bob Odenkirk.
His main claim to fame is the series, Better Call Saul series, Breaking Bad.
You're so right about the sense of humor. I love the moment when he's facing off the guys in the train.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to F you up or something like that. He gets hit a bit himself.
Oh, he gets a crap kick out of him.
But when he pulls that piece of piping off.
Then near the end, though, my favorite scene was a cackling Christopher Lloyd. He just had a blast, literally.
Similar in the two with their scruffy beards. Jason Statham is a celebrated model. Before he got his $10 million estate in Malibu and his $2 million estate in L.A.
He's been more of an underling, like the Expendables and the Furious, Fast and Furious.
Oh, right.
And in this one, he really comes into his own, the lead of a movie.
He's playing a guard in a Brinks-like cash-delivering truck.
Yes.
And he's not who he appears to be.
The number of flashbacks. Interesting titles of all the different, quote, acts.
And this is characteristic of Guy Ritchie, the director.
Yes, yes.
He sometimes endangers the flow of the narration.
It helps explain some motivation.
There are times when he goes back that you're not sure, even with titles or whatever.
Especially halfway through it, it kicks more into heist movie genre film as these army veterans who pull off these robberies.
This Guy Ritchie is usually much more humorous than he is here. He identifies these characters who aren't yet at all developed. They're comic book names. Bullet, Hollow Bob, Boy Sweat Dave, that's Josh Harnett.
As Bullet is taking the new armored car trainee, H, played by Jason Statham, around, and he mentioned something about everybody gets a nickname. Ritchie knows how to stage an action
scene. Oh, boy. What he does with his camera, I think it's been characteristic of Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah.
Just jumping of that camera from one place to another, but he does it with such finesse.
Yep. Clint Eastwood's son/doppelganger. Scott Eastwood, with his dad's characteristic squint of the eye.
And now he is
heightened by like a crescent-shaped scar next to the
he
one
was
eye.
Having fun with us. It had to imitating his dad.
Oh, God, yes.
The other thing of similarity between Wrath of Man and Nobody, also in Nobody, a couple of really important B actors here.
Yeah.
And the other one was Michael Ironside.
Yes, that for decades have seen his work as a character.
Yeah, so you've got a couple of actors in there who really help support, and in the case of Jason Statham, help you get a little warmer.
Yes.
Because there's nothing but ice with him.
Yes, the two films also have in common underused female. Well, in Nobody, I was kind of excited because Connie Nielsen, and I like seeing her on, my favorite TV series, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and she was on for a story arc when Mariska Hargitay, the star, was on maternity leave. And she kicked butt in that. But then, if you remember, I believe that she was in the Rocky movie, I think Rocky IV, when he takes on the Russian, and she plays the Russian's wife. I'll have to look that up to make sure. But anyhow, one of the reviews I read about Nobody said how underused she was. That movie, the driving force at the beginning was a home invasion.
Yeah.
And not the trauma H in Wrath of Man with the death of a loved one.
I'll tell you, we got way over our time here.
Yes.
All right, Wayne Miller.
Okay.
The films are Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham.
Right.
Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, right.
Give me one grade.
For both?
Yeah.
Okay, a solid B.
And I'm with you.
Okay, cool.
And that's it for Thriller. That's not it for our talking.
I know. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSanto. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.